is Wednesday, my dudes.
Welcome back to the show.
Like we were talking about something real heavy. Welcome back to the show.
So I'm just going to intro this episode because I don't know. Welcome back, guys, and thanks for giving us a second to take a break and go potty and reapply our makeup and do whatever people do in the bathrooms. I know I said that like I said that like an alien that doesn't use the bathroom, but
yeah, whatever people do in the restroom.
Thanks for giving us a second to catch our breath. We're back. This section of the podcast, we're going to review a trade. I know, big surprise. Some people call it
a trade week after week of this.
Just give it up already. We're back. Maybe starting a new series. I don't know. You can guess. The first book, or the book that we're reading this week, is Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the first one. So maybe we'll do the second one. Maybe we'll do the third one. Who knows? Got to come back next week to find out. Simon, before we get into the breakdown of issue number one, what'd you think when I sent this your way?
I was like, ooh, Ninja Turtles, my least favorite property ever.
And more Batman, turtles.
Gross.
More turtles. It's turtles because we love turtles, and Batman because the people show up for Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. People need more anthropomorphic heroes. I was excited to read it. It was one of those things that I've never watched the movie of whatever. I don't know if it has any connection to this, but I've never watched the movie and I've never read these books, but I've seen them and I was like, that's fun. Those are two things that I like.
You know? Never watched the Ninja Turtle Batman movie?
Mm-mm, I haven't watched it.
Still to this day?
To this day.
Oh,
I didn't just watch it and come back. And
that's an episode. We're going to have to watch that. And maybe that'll be the last episode in the series. I don't know.
That could be the study session episode.
Patreon pitch. Like, hey, we also reviewed this movie for Patreon.
Yeah. So anyway, I was excited to read it because, everybody likes the turtles. And it makes sense that they would have something to do with, even though they're modeled after like Daredevil, like that whole story.
And how did they pull off a Batman Ninja Turtles crossover before they pulled off a Daredevil Ninja Turtles crossover, man?
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense in that, but especially since they live in New York and so does Daredevil, they don't have to like make up a universe jumping thing.
And the story is tied together. You know, the mutagen, whatever toxins made Daredevil and also mutated the turtles. It's like,
yeah, but that fiction doesn't work anymore because the mutagen would have turned Daredevil into whatever touched him.
A blind guy touched him. It's just bad luck. Just
turned into a blind human. Yeah.
He got splashed, turned around, bumped into like a blind homeless guy, and that's it.
Yeah. Wow. Secret origins.
Hire us, Marvel.
Yeah. But we're not scabs. Not right now.
No. Yeah. But hire us after you pay everyone respectively, obviously.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, that is all to say that I was excited to read it. It makes sense. Like Foot, League of Shadows, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of analogous features. So,
yeah. And Freddie Williams, II, he's an interesting artist because sometimes I'm not a fan. And this is just my opinion. I think he is a very talented illustrator. But sometimes it's, I don't know, it's the colors and the just buff dudes that don't mesh well sometimes. He's illustrated a lot of great books. He-Man stuff. There was like an Injustice He-Man crossover book that he did. He did a Godzilla Power Rangers. Some of it works really well, and it's just hit or miss for me. That's, again, just my opinion. I am acknowledging that he's a very talented artist that I wish I had half the skill of, but this one was pretty good for me. And we'll talk about that more in a little bit, but I was skeptical at first, but I really enjoyed it. Spoiler alert, review's over. Sorry guys.
We're done.
Let's spill the beans. I'm out.
Lex has been really trying to shorten these reviews. So
yeah, that's it guys. See you next time. Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, issue number one, written by James Tynion IV. Art and covers were by Freddie Williams II. These guys really want to let you know that their dads and grandpas were kind of self-absorbed. DC Comics and IDW team up for the crossover you never saw coming as two of the greatest entertainment icons meet for the first time. In Gotham City, a series of deadly raids leads Batman to believe he's up against a group of highly trained ninjas known as the Foot Clan. Somehow, they cross over into another dimension and are determined to take advantage of the situation while looking to get back home. But they haven't come alone. Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello, and Michelangelo are hot on their trail. Get ready for excitement as heroes and villains from both worlds clash and team up in an epic battle that threatens the very fabric of reality. I was doing so well, till I had to take a breath.
Yeah, don't breathe. What are you doing?
This first issue, man, before we talk about the things that we like, because that's what I like to focus on, I just thought it... I didn't know it was reality hopping yet. And I kind of like Ninja Turtle stuff where it's just like, hey, in this story, they just live in the same spot. You know, we recently reviewed Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles and like, hey, we just both live on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So I was okay with it.
Angel Grove just happens to be a city just like New York.
A suburbs of New York City.
Right. Yeah. The reality hopping thing and the way they explain it in this was fine, I guess. I don't mind. You know, we talk about being dropped into stuff all the time. So, you know, I don't mind so much that it's just, okay, that's the way it is. We said that we said that last time with our Turtles and Power Rangers. Has that aired yet? Whenever that airs. So, you know, we talked about that in that, the way that, yeah, we just accept that this is the way it is and that they don't need a whole lot of explanation. So I don't necessarily need a lot of explanation, but I also, yeah, come on, you can't do that. It's like rubbing her tail on the mic. So I don't need a lot of explanation, but they just don't need to be, I don't know. What am I trying to say, Lex?
They didn't need to add the reality hopping aspect to it. They could have just lived in Gotham City and New York could have just been two different places.
Well, okay, so counter argument to that, I know I was just saying the exact same thing, but counter argument to that, that does create like the crux of the issue with the Turtles, with the mutagen issue. So without reality hopping aspect, there really isn't a...
There's no...
no stakes
to it. Yeah, stakes. There's no stakes. Yeah, I agree. That did add to it.
So, yeah, without that, I mean, whatever. But the first issue was kind of a cool introduction. I appreciated a lot of it. I am going to tell you right now that Freddie Williams wasn't doing it for me. And I don't know if that's like West Canon at the time, but his Batmobile design is probably one of the worst I've ever seen.
You didn't like the Mashed Potato Batmobile?
What'd you call it?
Mashed Potato Batmobile.
Mashed Potato, yeah. Yeah, it didn't have a consistent shape. It looked like a matchbox car.
It looked like a hot air balloon. Like, it just like...
How does this thing drive? No, I couldn't stand it.
That's my least favorite part of this for sure. I think the same things that I have, the same opinions that I have about the art or Freddie Williams' art style in general are in this. Lots of buff dudes. Everyone's buff. It's fine. I like a good thick Arkham Bruce, and that's what it was. He seemed like an Arkham Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Bruce Wayne is ugly. And I always thought that Bruce Wayne was supposed to be kind of handsome, and he's just ugly.
His thick neck. Yeah, he looks weird. Yeah. He looks weird outside of the suit. Hey.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Sidebar.
I think that his turtles look great, though.
Yeah, I will... completely agree with that.
I think it's every turtle that he draws is spot on, especially their first attack sequence splash page where they're jumping at Killer Croc. Great.
Mm-hmm. Continue. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say Shredder looks fine, but everyone is buff. And yeah. I just need a little difference. Joker's the only skinny person. We see Joker later, and he's like the only skinny person other than ladies.
It's kind of interesting that the Turtles have already set up a lair somewhere. I don't know. That was kind of a weird deal. If they're going to be reality hopping, I didn't know they were reality hopping until they mentioned it, because they had a lair already.
That's why I was kind of confused.
So I agree. Shredder looks pretty good. I don't like the way the artist does the colors, because things just kind of, like you said, mashed potato Batmobile. Like everything just kind of, it looks like an airbrush T-shirt.
Or you know it was done with Copic markers or something like that, and just print scanned and sent over.
Yeah, some of it I can see that, but it really does look like an airbrush T-shirt. Like the way, especially this front view that we see, I don't know, page it on, but it's when they first see the Batmobile. It's like, what even is that?
I'm on the last two pages at this point. I will say that I love the Turtles, right?
Uh-huh.
I love when Splinter looks more like a rat. He looks great in this to me. Mm-hmm. Killer Croc looks great. Freddie Williams, solid with creatures. Just is. Mm-hmm. They're all spot on. The Batmobile on the second to last page, don't understand how you even get in it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the last page, it looks like it's melting.
Honestly, I'm not sure where you're even at, because this is the trade. I was reading it in a trade view, however, and I'm not sure from issue to issue where one starts and one ends.
So in this one, the Turtles get out of the sewer. Raph is mad about something, as usual. Yeah. That's probably just at any time. So they get out of the sewer and they see the Batmobile and they're like, she's beautiful.
And she's taken.
Mikey says she's taken, and it's like, what?
That's what I'm talking about. And before, the page before as well, it really is just the worst. So that being said, I agree with you. The Turtles look great. Batman's fine. I don't mind him that thick. There was something else I was going to bring up that I really didn't like, but overall, it's fine. I just don't like the way he does some of his shading, or however he does his work with Batman's coloration and stuff. It just looks so weird, and I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a different colorist for this. Let's see. Yeah,
he doesn't.
Jeremy Caldwell.
Oh, from one to the next.
I don't know. It just says the colors are Jeremy Caldwell.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like a watercolor, but
kind of.
But more of like a, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's one thing and it comes up later, but there's one thing about the Turtles that I've always kind of hated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as much, okay, so Batman is, like, if you really get down to the root of it, Batman is a ridiculous superhero. The fact that he dresses up like a bat, he's just a dude, and he thinks he's the best in the world. Like, that's all crazy. And sometimes I have to, like, as much as I like Batman, when I think about it too much, I start to hate him like you do. You know, I'm just like, ugh.
It's ridiculous.
One of the things that I dislike about the Turtles in general is their obsession with pizza. Like, I don't like that. It doesn't make any sense. How do you get strong on that much cheese? You're obviously not shitting. You're not eating enough protein. Like,
it's because they're mutants.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
That's one thing I love about that. I bring it up so much. In the 2012 show, there's a season where they're in space, spoilers, and Mikey, they have this machine in their spaceship where they can create any food. And so Mikey just goes nuts and makes this whatever. And it ends up being this gross looking thing that has like eyes. And he just goes to town on it. It's because they're mutants, man. They have different needs than we do.
They're still turtles. They should be eating like tomatoes.
Leaves. They like anchovies. Those first four panels of the introduction of the turtles in this. Great. Posterized. I hang that up on the wall.
Yeah, I would say in the first issue, I love the intros to everybody. I think Batman's fine. I think it's an interesting situation. And in fact, if it had stayed like that, as far as like unknown how they're actually getting there and everything, maybe it would have been stronger in the whole series. But you know, I was still intrigued with what the rest had to offer. I just had those complaints about the Batmobile and some of the coloring. But the coloring, I think, looks good on the turtles. So
I was just about to say that I'm looking at them and the coloring is spot on with the turtles. I'm looking at the splash page again with Killer Croc and the turtles jumping at him in the smoke, and it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, because when you go back to Batman and he's fighting the Foot Ninja, I don't understand. It's more of the coloring than my complaint is more of the coloring than it is the thick daddies.
Yeah, I do like how they got down the different coloration of the turtles too. Mikey's always a lighter green. It was to a browner green always. For Donnie.
Donnie wasn't as brown as I'd like it, but I get it.
Yeah.
They made Ralph the darker one in this.
Got that rage, you know.
Fueled. Anyway, issue number two, man.
Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, number two. Trapped in a world where they can scarcely tell friend from foe, the Turtles' first encounter with the Dark Knight puts their fighting skills to the ultimate test. And while Batman and scientist Lucius Fox search for any clue as to where these strange ninja come from, I hate when strange ninjas come walking down the street, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that? Shredder strikes a deal with the Penguin. The second issue is fine, but the Turtles fighting, I just cannot say this is a complaint that I'll have about everything. Pretty much Batman related, any crossover Batman thing, he's always got to fight, whoever it is. And it's like, man, 5 seconds of discussion, we could have figured this out.
I was just about to say that when I was reading this, I was thinking, this is something that Simon always says. There's like two and a half, or an issue and a half, that could just been resolved if Batman said, what are you guys doing here? What's the situation?
And I know that the reason they put this together is because the fans have been wanting to see the Turtles fight Batman, but I think it is such an overused trope of hero versus hero. It always happens with Batman. It's so overused, man.
Yeah, because he's a regular dude. You have to show that he's strong.
Yeah.
I also think it's a weird thing that's written into anything with Batman is that he has to win. In my opinion, there's no way that he kicks the shit out of four super strong mutant turtles that are ninjas.
Yeah, the turtles actually lose a lot by themselves. You know, in the cartoon, they lose against Shredder constantly. I'm like, all four of them?
Really? I just don't understand. They're getting their ass kicked. And even Splinter didn't really beat Batman. He just kind of held his own and then ran away. I'm just, it's a real hard sell for me.
Maybe he didn't want to do the five-figure death punch to Batman. That was the next move.
It's a weird, I get it. Everyone just gets a gas station boner pill erection about Batman, right? I get it. Get it. He's a cool character. I like a lot of stuff about Batman. He beats everyone, and he's just a dude, man. I know that he trained in all the martial arts. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. But we all have to admit that there is only a certain level that a human being can get to. He's not fighting four other human beings. He's fighting four giant mutant turtles.
Yeah, that can be that strong with just eating cheese and bread.
And he kicks the shit out of them, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
They also didn't explain where Leonardo got his... I guess he got a new sword. Where did he get his sword replaced?
Probably one of fucking Bruce Wayne's billion-dollar katanas.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got these katanas you can use. Yeah, that whole portion, I just, like I said, it's just overused. Ugh, it's overused. You know, and that's the big difference, just thinking about this, like with one thing that I really hated about the Zack Snyder Batman versus Superman is like, Batman wants to kill Superman because he doesn't understand who he is. Like, that's the whole motivation.
Yeah, Batman's so smart. Why doesn't he talk?
Yeah, and Zack's not, and I mean, and that's supposed to be based off the Dark Knight Returns, which is vastly different in that Batman has known Superman forever. And
they're best friends, yeah.
Yeah, he's only fighting him because he's become a puppet for the government.
Mm-hmm. And the government sends Superman to stop his friend, like put him down.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just another thing. But this reminds me a lot of Batman versus Superman, where they're just fighting for no reason.
Yeah, Batman doesn't seem that happens, smart.
No, and it happens twice in this book.
Yeah.
But there's a fight between a hero and another hero because they don't talk. Anyway, sorry, rant over.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing that saves this issue for me, and I don't, this isn't my opinion of the whole book. This is typical hero versus hero teaming up to fight the bad guy. As Simon said, it is the trope that we've seen a zillion times. The stakes that they add with the mutagen and the turtles' bodies becoming inert was nice, in my opinion, because I didn't see it coming. I didn't see like adding a level of importance to them having to get back home. So they raised the stakes. That's what really pulled me back in to this issue. Because other than that, it's just like, you know what's going to happen. Oh, the Penguin's teaming up with Shredder. Here we go. We got to beat the Penguin and Shredder.
Mm-hmm.
Shredder's pretty badass in this, though.
I do like Shredder. In fact, I've seen people do this where, you know, there was an Oroku Saki and what's the other guy?
Hamato Yoshi?
Yeah, Hamato Yoshi. Two-pack that you could get from NECA where it's like the movie guys and it comes in a little cage and whatever. And I've seen people, because like the actual Shredder costume is real goofy, like the glittery the
trash bags.
Yeah. So they basically take that figure, repaint it, add some wrapping and stuff and add some things from the Shredder. And as I'm sitting here, I'm like, yeah, I need to do that. It can look like this. And that's, it looks good.
He looks so good in this. And he's cool. He's not, I'm so glad that he's distinct from comic book villain in the sense of like Gotham comic book villain. Like, this is how we do things here. We kind of run amok and fight Batman. We go to the insane asylum and we break out. It's just like, you're not from around here, are you? And he's like, no. All of your people are dead. Everyone around here is dead. I just thought it was cool to add like an air of seriousness to the zany world of Gotham.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that comic Shredder is way more dangerous than, well, and I guess it depends, you know, like the original comic Shredder gets like cloned and all this weird shit.
Yeah.
Weird.
He gets marked instantly.
He blows himself up and then Leonardo decapitates him or something.
Yeah.
Some of it was fun though. I like seeing Splinter sneak in the first time, which is kind of neat, but it's also like he just leaves, you know, like,
well, it makes it seem like he does a dramatic drop, like he's going to fight Batman again. And then he just like sneaks back out.
Yeah. See, that would have been a cooler moment when Bruce is there and then he, like, I know that Splinter
beats the shit out of him.
Well, even if he just like sneaks up behind him with the knife and he's like, listen, motherfucker, I can take you right now. That's way scarier than anything that's happened thus far.
The coolest part to me of this issue was the Shredder and Penguin back and forth, where he's like, where the mercenaries are saying, hey, we don't see any money. And Shredder's like, there is no money. And they all kind of freak out. And Penguin's saying, where all my guys are going to kill you. And he says, well, you took care of all your guys already. And then the mercenaries is like, what about us? He says, I don't care. It's like, that was a very badass moment to end the issue on. Even though Penguin grows 3 times in size on that page.
Yeah. But see, I'm not sure where we end here.
I don't care. It ends with the turtles going into the Batcave and Mikey saying that he wants to play with the dinosaur.
Okay, yeah, that was funny. I really like that.
Again, Freddie Williams II absolutely nails the turtles.
Yeah, that 2-page spread is really good overall. I mean, I really like that. It's one of the stronger pieces in this entire series.
Yeah,
I really dig that they got the turtle teeth down, I think, which is a tough thing. You got to get the teeth down.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
sounds ridiculous, but
I agree. I just think they got they make them. I don't know, because part of me likes the gangly skinny turtles, then I also like the thick boys like these.
Well, I like the my favorites are the ones that look like the 90s movie, the 89 movie or 90 movie.
Yeah.
Like that exact build are they're my favorite. Now they can be shorter. Like I kind of like shorter turtles,
I like short, like the IDW turtles are great to me.
yeah, but I like that build.
Yeah. I don't know. Obviously, I just like all the turtles. So
Yeah,
if you're listening to
that.
this and you say, Lex, you say you like every turtle. I do. So
Yeah, and we do like every turtle. That's right.
sorry.
Got it.
Sorry for liking stuff. Idiots.
Bitch.
All right. Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, issue number 3. The Batcave is overrun with turtles, and his landlord is not pleased about it. But Batman's going to have to put aside his animosity towards the uninvited guests because he's about to have his first run-in with their deadliest enemy, the Shredder, even though he met Shredder in the first issue. Meanwhile, the turtles must face up to the grim possibility that they might not ever get back to their world. So we didn't talk about the stakes. We mentioned the stakes. The longer they stay in Gotham, this alternate universe, or I guess we did mention it. Sorry.
Yeah, about the mutagen breakdown. I think you did.
Yeah, I
So
did.
yeah, they'll become regular turts.
They'll be gone. Guanas. Sorry, I'm trying to pull the stupid app. It's not working.
Let's talk about so they get in or whatever, and they discuss with Batman and things are okay, even though he throws Raff into the Batmobile, into that stupid ass Batmobile. That would probably kill him just touching it because it's so spiky.
Well, they did a weird thing in this issue where they had to add in not a time skip, but it starts
Oh,
out
yeah.
with them. Yeah, it starts out with them fighting as a team, and then it backtracks after a couple of pages,
Oh,
I guess,
yeah,
to
2 hours, 2 hours earlier.
kind of break up the monotony of the story, I guess.
Yeah, that was kind of weird because I was like, that totally awesome team up that Mikey's talking about, it was confusing. I was like, wait, so they're cool
It's
now?
happened out
They're
of
just fine.
nowhere. Yeah.
The part where fucking Alfred walks down with a pump action shotgun into the Batcave is probably one of my favorite ones. Batman is like no guns, but Alfred does not care.
Alfred always has that shotgun, too.
It's yeah, it was so funny. He's in there just to fight. But yeah, the whole deal here is they're trying to get home and they're trying to get to this portal, and Shredder blows it up because he does not care, like you said.
He tosses, hold on, backtrack. Batman tosses Raph into a Batmobile and Leo into a Batmobile. How did
Hold
he
on,
pull
where
that?
is that?
How did he pull that off?
It's like I was looking at it and now I can't find that page again. Oh, yeah.
And then there's
Weird,
sort of
yeah.
this amorphous blob of Batmobiles.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. Huh, funny.
I like Batman. I don't want it to. I know I come down kind of hard on him, but it's because of stuff like this. It's just hard for me to wrap my head around him being this unstoppable force of nature, man.
Well, and the reason I don't think these is because the turtles are ridiculous, even though sometimes they try to take themselves seriously and they're written seriously.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous, you know, these fucking turtles that eat pizza and act wacky and say goofy shit are with this guy who's like no nonsense.
Yeah. Eating
That's
pizza
kind of a hard,
together.
yeah, it's kind of, oh God, that scene. I was like, take it out of here, stupid, get it out of here.
Don't know if that's in this issue.
Yeah, that may be in the next one. No, well, again, I'm not sure on the issues, but Alfred does come with the pizzas when they're training and stuff.
That's in the next one, though. I don't think this one is really what you said is that they have a chance. Shredder has the scientist that worked for Wayne Tech or whatever that was working on this sky bridge from the Transformers property, working on this interdimensional device, and Shredder activates it.
You mean
Turtles,
Stargate from the
yeah, the
Stargates?
Stargate. The turtles show up and they're going to use it as their opportunity to go back home and take Shredder with them. And Shredder says, you know what? Nah. Fuck it. It blows it up. Which I thought was great.
It is great. And it's because Shredder has nothing to lose. He's a human.
Yeah. And Shredder said, I'll take this top if I can take Gotham. Who cares? Who gives a shit? And I thought that was great. But then I was like, oh, this is just so in my head instantly. I was like, oh, this is just so predictable, man. Batman sends the scientist to a boat right before this. So Batman's just going to get the scientist to build the space bridge again somewhere else. This is just too predictable for me. I'm out. But then if you continue to read, Shredder's like, wait a second. Were you expecting the scientist to be at the dock? Well, his head's exploded. I was like, yeah. Damn, that's tight.
That was nuts.
Albert's just like, hey, man. Yeah, he's dead. Sorry.
Yeah, his head just exploded.
I thought that was great.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Yeah. So that was cool. Again, Shredder is the best villain in Gotham at this point. And I think it's kind of shaking Batman because he's like, hey, my villains are more Looney Tunes. I'm intense and badass, and all of my villains are kind of stupid and wacky.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do like how that's reversed again, but it was something I liked, but I also was getting a little exhausted with people coming into the fold. This would have made more sense to me earlier. The League of Shadows part.
For them to lead with Penguin was weird.
Yeah.
For this to be a twist where the League of Shadow comes in, I was like, eh.
Yeah, where the League of Shadows did what Shredder did to Penguin.
Yeah, I was just like, what a twist.
Yeah, same old, same old.
Raph also gets sliced by Shredder.
Yeah.
Very serious injury. Or a comic book series. Comic book series. So Batman wants to chase after the helicopter, and which I guess looks like a helicopter.
Yeah, it's pretty close to a real helicopter.
And then we get the big reveal that Ra's al Ghul is here. I will say,
Ra's al Ghul.
Oh my gosh. That made me laugh. It was silly, stupid, but it was funny. That's in the next issue.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as well.
I like Ra's al Ghul. I think he's one of Batman's best villains.
Yeah, I agree. He makes the most sense, I think, for Batman.
I agree.
I don't know if Joker was in this issue.
Not in this issue. That's the end. Shredder says, who are you? Ra's says, your new partner, and that's it. And it's a cool photo. It's kind of disorienting because their heads are in it slightly talking, and there's also them in the background. It's just, it's not done as well as it could have been, I think. I think it could have been a cooler photo.
And they kiss.
Yeah. And they Eskimo kiss each other.
Can't say take that back. It's going to get us canceled.
It looks good. Same. So I had the same problem so far. We're halfway through. I had the same problem with this book. And the coloring is not my favorite.
Yeah. Really not. Not my cup of tea.
The Turtles, I think the contract when they put this together, because Turtles are an IDW property and Batman is obviously a DC property. I think when they came to the table, they were like, listen, you're going to put all of your coloring budget into the Turtles. That's what we're requiring. And DC was like, Batman can't lose. That's it. That's in all of our contracts. Every single contract, even if Batman's not in it, they're like, it's the Wonder Woman movie. Batman can't lose. That's in everything that they do. So I think that's how they worked this contract out.
I can see that.
And I don't like Batman's cowl in this. I've been fine with it, but
I don't hate it.
The weird shoulder. Yeah. Take it off.
Man.
He doesn't need it. He didn't need shoulder pads. He's invincible. He's immortal. He's invincible. He's a genius.
Yeah,
make him naked. He doesn't need any of that stuff.
He does have some Arkham qualities, though. I mean, his suit kind of has that Arkham look. I don't like his knee pads, really. They should have just made that part of his boot. To me, the knee pads look weird.
He's got those heavy gauntlets like he does in
Arkham. Yeah. But his knee pads are like part of the gray costume, but it looks like he's got a horseshoe. It makes sense. Why wouldn't you have that? But just bring the boot up that high or give him like external knee pad. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Okay, Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 4. With the possibility existing that they might never go home, the Turtles take up residency at Wayne Manor. Everyone seems to be adapting except Raphael, who still can't understand why his friends all trust this bat person. Whoa, racist.
Yikes.
So Batman takes the skeptical turtle on a trip down to Crime Alley to tell Raph what led him to don the cape and cowl in the first place. So there were a couple funny parts in here. And when skipping ahead, when they go to Crime Alley and Batman's like, this is Crime Alley. And Raph's like, well, wow, you got some imaginative people in Gotham City. I was like, that's great. Perfect. That was pretty funny. I don't like any of these panels with the Joker. And I understand what he was trying to do with the illustration. Like, it's just color, no outline because he's behind glass or whatever. I hate it. Yeah. I just am tired of the Joker. He's very necessary to the Batman thing, but man, everything.
I think it would have been cooler, you know. I kind of am aware of the next two story points or the next two Batman Ninja Turtle crossovers, and I really don't think that he, having him in this does not serve anything. I think it actually kind of weakens the story, because later on when we see the Joker, he kind of hints at like, oh, if I was doing this, I'm going to do this. It's like, leave that out, man. Why? You don't need that. We get it. Joker and Batman, we get it. We know. You don't have to put that in every single thing.
I don't feel like this serves that at all. If they were going to do that, they should have done it from the beginning.
Yeah, instead of Penguin. Mm. And I don't know, that whole interaction with the orderly, and it's like, it's just for the sake of having the Joker in it, I thought it was a waste of 3 or 4 pages.
Well, and it's also like the Joker seems to know something that no one else knows. Like, he's been in
always. That's the thing, is that they make Joker, is he a genius too? He's Batman.
He's Batman, but the opposite.
Clown Batman.
Haven't you seen Jokerized Batman? Yes.
Haven't you seen Walking Phoenix? He's a genius.
I've seen Running Phoenix. I've never seen Walking Phoenix.
I did like the Leo and Batman fight.
Yeah, it was cool. Pretty well choreographed. Some of the other fights in this, I didn't really like the drawings and the actual fighting moves didn't make a lot of sense to me. But this one reads better, in my opinion.
Yeah, but Leo and Batman are like neck and neck in this, but all four of the turtles couldn't touch Batman earlier.
Well, Batman's pulling his punches because it's training. Hello, you should know this.
GTFO, Batman. Alfred comes in with a cartoon stack of pizzas. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, but you got to have all that.
You're not carrying 1, 2, 3, 4. You're not carrying fucking 15 pizzas in and walking downstairs and it not be a thing.
Yeah, that's part of my complaint of this is everything that has to do with pizzas, pretty much, actually.
You didn't like the Batman eating the slice beat part?
No, yeah, they break down Batman's walls and he's finally like, I've never had pizza before. You've never had pizza before, rich boy. Get out of here.
Is this from he's like name drops some Italian bistro that he had pizza at one time as a kid.
Yeah. In fact, Raphael's complaint were my complaints. Like, I was like, yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, we're about to die.
Yeah. And he's like, y'all are just eating pizza with this fucker. I thought the exact same thing, man.
Yeah. Skateboarding through the fucking Wayne Manor.
Silly. Casey Jones part was also like just to pop him in there.
How random. I love Casey Jones. I do. Uh-huh. You know, I think he's ridiculous. And having someone that has a golf bag full of sports memorabilia. In general, Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Sports memorabilia. And he is an asset with the Turtles. It's not like they or lugging him along reluctantly. He legitimately fights ninjas. He helps, and he's a legitimate character. I think that is great. In a world of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I think it's great to have this character, right? In this, what a shoehorn, though. He's like, yeah, I just so happened to be activating my transmogrifier gauntlet at the same time that you were activating your Stargate. And I also happened to be carrying 15 gallons of mutagen that you could use. It's just like, oh, this is issue five. This is issue five? Or is you wrapping this up, right?
Yeah.
That's why.
This is a, I will say, among all the human art, and I mean, I know he didn't have to focus on face, but this is probably one of the better illustrations of people in this whole series. And I really like this panel where he comes in with the mutagen, like dog sneezing. You hear him? Sounds like a pig. I liked all that, but he is very shoehorned in. And the fact that he's got this very useful mutagen, you know, and the mutagen's going to break down anyway. Like, that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
well, not- and then they beat the shit out of him, take the mutagen, let him live. But Shredder's been killing everybody so far, and Ra's al Ghul is also known for being as ruthless. But they just beat the shit out of Casey Jones. They don't kill him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty silly. And it's hot Casey Jones again, which is weird. Yeah. Casey Jones is not supposed to be that attractive.
No, he's supposed to be that gross looking guy from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1.
Even that, I mean, even Elias Cotier.
Yeah, that guy was like 40, though.
Yeah, he's a pretty good-looking guy, but who I thought it was fucking Chris Maloney for the longest time.
I can see that.
Anyway, whatever. I think Casey Jones works as, like, a nearly homeless guy.
Well, that's why I like him in the... Drum roll, please. That's why I like him in the 2012 part 2. Because he looks like an idiot.
Yeah, that's kind of my favorite. When you were talking about like him being an asset, I like him in that cartoon because he isn't really an asset at first. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like not
annoying.
He gets his shit rocked a lot, and he, you know, just gets knocked around, bunch of concussions, missing teeth.
But he's like that. He's like a goon.
Yeah,
and he kind of learns to. He kind of fits where he needs to fit in there, kind of like April. Even though they made April like a ninja, she has psychic powers at some point. She's
she's some kind of mutant herself.
Mm-hmm. So. I did like. I will always like disguise Raph. Always, even though it's not really a disguise. If I saw a giant mutant turtle in a trench coat and fedora, I'd be like, "Holy shit! Let's go the opposite way."
Yeah. Barefoot, like we can see you only have two toes.
Yeah, and this, their heads are huge. It's like, how do you not notice that?
A hoodie would be probably a better disguise, to be completely honest.
Sweatsuit with a hoodie.
Yeah. Let's talk about what they did to how
I don't want to talk about it.
The artist massacred our boy.
I don't want to talk about it. We're mind melted right now because I know exactly what you're talking about.
One of the worst versions of that Batmobile I've ever seen.
Simon's talking about the Batman, the animated series, the best, and maybe not most practical. We're not saying most practical, but the best Batmobile. In this,
it looks like a weird Chrysler 300 hybrid car or something. I mean, it looks like the BTAS car, but it's way thinner, not nearly as big, which maybe is more practical or less practical. I don't know, but it really is like bad.
It has one light.
Yeah, it's no good. And actually, again, once again, it looks like one of those airbrushed t-shirts that you could get at like a car show with the... where the wheels and tires are like kind of oblong and it's supposed to look like a lowrider. Like, it looks like that. And it's only trying for a second, but...
Yeah, I've been trying to be... As someone that considers myself an illustrator, I try to be more respectable with my opinions about art and objective, right? But I will say that I hate it.
Yeah, no, art is subjective, so it's always okay to share that opinion.
Yeah, but I try to be, like...
You're thinking about like whether or not you could draw that, but you're not commissioned by DC Comics to draw it. You know what I mean? So is part That's of true. It.
That's true.
If DC came knocking down your door, I know you'd be working way harder than this guy did to make that car look right.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And there's no other way around it. No sugarcoating it. It's terrible. And it was disappointing because I do love that, you know, when I'm not comparing, obviously, Sean Gordon Murphy hyper focuses on vehicles. Mm-hmm. So that's like his specialty more than characters.
Yeah.
Like he puts every little bitty detail in every single vehicle and he won't draw anything on characters. Right. But when he put that Batman, the animated series, Batmobile in that comic book, I was like, that shit's tight, dude.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, not practical, but damn, it looked cool.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to shit on what's his name, James Williams.
Freddie Williams Jr.
Sorry, Freddie. James is my father. No, sorry, Freddie. I really am not trying to shit on him. I think that he does some excellent work in this book. It's just so inconsistent. And the vehicle parts, I mean, I don't draw a lot of vehicles either. That's when you call a friend. Say, hey, can you pencil this out for me? I don't know. All the vehicles are badness. So yeah. Except for the plane. You know, it's funny. That is another one when they're in the Batplane. I think it's in the fifth issue, but just to bring it up now, that also is from the Arkham games.
Huh.
So it makes me think that this is somehow weirdly connected to that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I agree. It's in this issue where they crash the Batmobile into the building to save Casey Jones, which is annoying to me because Casey Jones is like, yeah, they beat the shit out of me, man. they took the ooze. They beat the shit out of me. Yeah, I'm here though.
Yeah. They didn't cut my head off.
I could see as someone that is doodles, I could see a lot of stuff. I could see where they went in with the white gel pen. There's just things that I can see. And I'm like, man, I don't know, man. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I really don't. It's just bad. Also, the Batmobile is supposed to be like a tank, so just smashing through the wall shouldn't mess it up like that.
It's because it's a limousine.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're in this issue.
Yeah, Roz. I think.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say it. I stand by it though. I think Casey looks pretty good in this. I mean,
it does.
He is shoehorned in, but he does.
Yeah. He does. He should be dead, but he's still alive. Ra's al Ghul and Shredder end up at Arkham Asylum. If I lived in and had any sort of power, I would shut down. I would burn down Gotham City.
Yeah, like Ra's has it right.
Yeah, Ra's is 100% right, man. Gotham sucks. And like so many different levels.
Yeah.
Burn that shit to the ground. Who needs it? Like, relocate everybody and just tear it. Ra's is the good guy in this story. Not this specific story, but in Batman in general.
Yeah.
What issue are we on?
We're on 5. Oh, I will say just one last thing. I think he did a great job. As much as I was shitting on Freddy's work earlier, that I do like that last page. I think it sets up everything. I think it's really nice.
I agree. Sorry, I did not do the last issue.
Yeah, you did. Issue 5, it's right there.
There's issue 6.
Oh, whoops. I want an ice cream.
Really good.
Like, I'm just... Sometimes I surf Instagram while we're talking, because I have ADD, and somebody was like, they had crushed up a McDonald's cone, you know, one of those cheapy-ass cones where they put a lot of soft serve. I'm like, damn, I want some.
That sounds really good.
I would have loved that.
Oh, is you know, it your turn?
No, 5 is your turn, 6 is my turn. You know, another character that I got, which was really good and surprising. I know this is like, you can clap to see the spike, but I got the Blue Beetle figure from McFarlane. Did I tell you about that? No, we didn't talk about it last. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got they made 2 versions. They made a version that had like a gun arm that you could put on and a big sword. And he had 2 like ring things. And then they made another version that had the wings and a bunch of hands, like peace sign, pointing, fist, whatever. And That is probably one of the better, definitely the best McFarlane figure I've gotten in a long time, but it's pretty good. Like, it's a
Which
good
one did you get?
Action figure. I got both of them.
Nice.
It's only $20, so I got both of them. I didn't know that they made wooden with hands, so I bought the first one at GameStop, where, and it's kind of neat because you take off his whole arm and you can put the, like, gun arm on. And then I went to Target and I saw the other one that had all the hands and shit, and I was like, what the fuck? McFarlane normally doesn't put new hands or hands on his figures, but they're both, like, it's a good figure. It's definitely worth $20.
Yeah, I saw the one with the sword, and I know some people aren't excited, but I'm really excited about that movie.
I was really excited, and I still am, but the preview that they put before Ninja Turtles that was, like, kiddie grade made me turn me off, because they were that. It was just that, like, stupid action scene, action scene, action scene.
Mm.
It really was like, I know there's got to be some, and it was like, Grandma, watch out! And she's got the gun, you know.
Oh, I did really see that trailer. Yeah, that one's annoying. Yeah,
kind of like funny trailers. Anyway, we got it. We're good.
Yeah, I'm good. Batman: Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles issue number 5. While Shredder's Rush enters an uneasy alliance with a deadly new partner, Casey Jones is arrested by the GCPD. I don't remember that happening.
I don't remember that.
Huh. At the same time, a crisis breaks out in Arkham Asylum, which is bound to keep both Batman and the Turtles busy. Meanwhile, a certain young resident of Wayne Manor returns home to find a new green occupant in his room. That's weird.
Casey does not get arrested.
It's like they wrote that before they wrote the issue.
Yeah.
Like, this is what it's going to be about, and then they changed it.
Yeah, weird.
Because when Damien shows up, they're not in no one's in his room. They're just at the back computer.
Yeah, they're in the back cave. So, are we done with that? Are you done?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So, this is what I was talking about earlier. Like, Damien comes in, and the exact same thing happens. And I get it. Damien's hot-headed, so it would have made sense if Batman didn't, like, if Batman just accepts the Turtles and kind of, I understand that he's dealing with, like, Killer Croc and weird villains, so, okay, whatever. But if they had left that fight out, Batman just trains with the Turtles, whatever, and we see the Turtles maybe get a leg up on him, whatever, or Batman's better than them at training, whatever. The training montage could have been there, and it didn't have
to be an actual fight. But if Batman is omnipresent, he should know these Turtles are not bad guys, because the way their body language is showing me that they're not. Like, he can't be that way in some instances, and then other instances he's like, I'm going to punch my way out of this bag. He can't be both, man.
I agree. So that's all today. I do see where Damien could be hot-headed, but don't do it twice. Don't do it twice in one run. Heroes fighting each other, and Damien's like ready to kill people. He's got the katana out, you know.
Yeah, I've always liked that about Damien. I think he's a great Robin, but because he's like a more extreme version of Batman.
Yeah,
but again, they should have beat the shit out of this little kid, man. I get it; he was trained by the League of Assassins, but he doesn't necessarily beat them outright, but.
What I think is, like, they're spending a lot of time, they're relaxed because they're in the Batcave and they're like, hey, kid, like,
they're trying to talk it out.
I kind of get that.
Yeah. And then they show up, Raph and Batman with Leo in the mashed potato or in the marshmallow Batmobile.
Yeah. They just had Leo strapped to the hood. I don't know how they would all fit in there.
It's just, I would imagine this Batmobile, you know, like the old Mickey Mouse cartoon jalopies that, like, bounce. I imagine that's how that Batmobile rides.
But yeah, Leonardo, like, fainted because his mutagen was, those are some cool, I like all those panels when they're on the rooftops and stuff and swinging, like, all that shit's really nice. We didn't talk about that at the beginning.
When they talked to Gordon first, that's a good. Them over the bad signals, that was a good panel.
Yeah, but it's hot. Probably why he fainted.
Right. Why does the Batmobile have fangs?
I don't. I'm just, I give up.
Not that like taking them away would make it better, but I just don't understand it.
One of my favorite things reminds me of the Mutant Mayhem movie when Mikey's talking about Batman. It's like, they're out doing secret Batman missions, yeah. Doing secret Batman things.
Yeah, that was great. Like,
that's funny. That's good. That's a Mikey thing. I like Mikey is not necessarily like as stupid as they make him or aloof as just someone that kind of makes jokes. Spider-Man-ish, Peter Parker-ish.
Yeah, I like it when I don't like it when they make him dumb. I think that's not his character. When he's a hippie, I like that. I like when he's kind of like going with the flow hippie and he's kind of like silly. Or when he's like you're saying, like he's just cracking jokes and more of a Spider-Man-esque character. But I don't like when they make him in the 80s show where he was just like a party dude, dumbass.
He was kind of like that in 2012. He was a little bit too. But I will say that's probably one of my favorite Mikey. Like, I really like him in that show.
I like him in that show, too. And that's because I look at him more as like a hippie and going with the flow. There's in a later episode, you'll see they go into his psyche and they break down different parts of his personality and why he acts like that. And it's really, really good. I say that because I watched that episode today.
Yeah. One of my favorites is when they're dressing him up like a bug to attract April's dad, like the bat.
Buzz.
Yeah. Buzz. Like that one is, I really like that one a lot.
It's good. Can we talk about the slingshot?
Yeah, man. Let's talk about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Casey Jones, he has the, I don't know what this is called in storytelling, plot device. I don't know what the actual term is.
The deus ex machina.
Yeah, like that's what it is.
This thing that's like, oh, I've had this in my pocket the whole time. It'll take us where we need to go.
Casey could have said that when they first met him.
Uh-huh.
That's it, guys. Let's get the hell out of here. I'm here. I brought you guys some mutagen, but you know what? That doesn't even make sense for me to bring the mutagen when I just had this device that could have just taken us back.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But at this point, he pulls it out of his back pocket and he has this like garbled machine that looks like it was just welded together pieces.
I could not figure out what that was supposed to be.
Just welded together remote controls and keychain.
Yeah. It's something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I agree. Like the whole mutagen thing is shoehorned in. The whole Casey Jones being there kind of makes sense.
Because they have the Herald, the dude that helps them get over. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, and Shredder kind of intercepting that could make sense. But Shredder knowing what he had, Shredder's like, oh, he's got a tool that we're going to utilize. It's like, how do you know?
That was really, it's not that I didn't understand that part. I understood it very well, but I was like, what? It was like, I see what's coming through. It's perfect. It's exactly what we need right now. And then it's like a Casey Jones with a bunch of mutagen.
Yeah, I was confused. When I looked at it first, I didn't notice the mutagen. So,
yeah. Casey Jones is going to betray the Turtles. We've seen that.
Yeah.
The slingshot was just, was just weird for him to be like, hey, man, Leo needs help. Batman says, there's not much we can do. And then Casey Jones knows everything. Yeah, Harold said that it would happen, and then he would be okay in a few hours. But if it happens again, he'll lose his mind. So we need to get him back home. How do we get him back home? Well, I have this device in my pocket that could take us home right now, but we have to use it right now. What?
Yeah, if we're not in the exact same place or something, that was kind of, it was a lot of exposition.
I was like, what in the, why? Casey Jones, to me, isn't, I'm not saying he has to be an idiot, but he's like, I feel like if Professor Harold told him all of this stuff, he would not be able to expertly repeat it.
Right.
He would be like, the who's it, what's it, we need to leave.
I don't know. Yeah. He said a bunch of stuff I didn't understand, but I understood that we have to leave now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Terrible.
What did you think of all the mutanimals?
I thought it was funny.
Bad guys.
I thought it was funny. Some of them didn't make sense. I don't know why Joker's a snake.
Toxin, man. It's got Joker poison.
I guess. It was fine.
Why is Poison Ivy like a mantis?
When Riddler's there.
It just makes sense for her to be a plant.
They added all these characters and it just didn't. It was kind of just for fan service.
Yeah, I do. Some of them are kind of funny, though. I mean, Crow, Scarecrow being a crow is pretty funny, even though it really doesn't make a lot of sense if you think about it. Oh gosh, what's his name? Scarface and his puppeteer, the ventriloquist. The ventriloquist being a parrot, that's kind of funny. You know, it's kind of a deep cut.
But like, it's fan service because the turtles are mutated turtles because they were mutated turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a wish thing. You don't get mutated and you're like, I kind of act like a penguin. penguin. Yeah. It's not like that. He would have to interact with the penguin. It's the logistics of it's weird.
That is like a rule from the 2012 show, though. Like, I don't know if that's a rule from other media.
Yeah, but it's wish-based, though. Mr. Futz?
Polar bear.
Polar bear.
Yeah, like, I mean, that is insane. Bane being an elephant is pretty funny because he's just an elephant with human hands, which is another thing.
I like him. I like him for the most part. I just thought it was way fan service. I thought it was fine. I knew it was coming. They had those giant gallon jugs of mutagen. It's fine.
It is fine.
I will say,
fan servicey.
I will say that when I got to the end of this issue, I was like, we're going to wrap all this up in issue 6. Batman's going to fight all of his villains stronger than they already are. The turtles are going to go back home, maybe, but like, we're gonna do all this in the last issue. All right, fuck it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
With that, take it away, Sam.
Yeah, let's do it. Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 6. The crossover event of the year comes to its thrilling conclusion. The turtles have one last desperate shot at going home, but will they take it knowing what nefarious plan Shredder has for Gotham City? It's full-on ninja warfare, just like Chicago, as our heroes go up against the combined forces of the Foot Clan and the League of Assassins. Let me read that. Take that shit out. Sometimes I say stuff and I'm like, I'm going to get in trouble. The crossover event. I'm just going to start over. The crossover event of the year comes to its thrilling conclusion. The turtles have one last desperate shot at going home. But will they take it? Knowing what nefarious plan Shredder has for Gotham City, it's full-on ninja warfare as our heroes go up against the combined forces of the Foot Clan and the League of Assassins.
I'm just trying to process this issue because it wasn't my favorite out of all of them.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. The Danimals villains was like whatever.
It was a throwaway. It kind of sucked, man.
Yeah,
and we know that the mutagen runs out in an hour or whatever, so it's not any nothing is going to be lasting in the story. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, other than like Bane, who's like, oh, I love this power. He's an elephant, and maybe Joker. Why would anybody else subject themselves to this? I mean, or why was the Penguin working with him even afterwards? Because he says in the last issue, like.
Tried to betray him.
Yeah, he tried to betray him and Shredder used him. So it would have made more sense if they had come up on a half-mutated penguin or something like that. And he's like, you don't know what you're in for. But now he's just a villain. He's just part of them.
Yeah, it would have been cooler if the turtles just left. If they're like, you know what? You're right. Fuck it.
Hey, maybe if they left and came back.
Yeah, with the bad dudes.
That could have been a neat reveal, like that they show back up there or something. Batman getting frozen. I will never understand how anyone could recover from being frozen solid.
For an extended period of time. Like if he got frozen and they instantly broke him out, I get it. But he's like frozen solid.
I mean, yeah, he's solid frozen in ice. Even if they just got him out, he would still be cold unless his suit is like
insulated.
That is Batman, so maybe.
It has to be. He thought about that. He thought about Polar Bear, Mr. Freeze, Dr. Freeze. I just really hate this slingshot, man. This is where we get the real exposition of, like, Casey Jones is basically saying, hey, you guys are heroes, but you're not, like, really heroes, right? Fuck them.
Yeah.
Let's go back to New York. Leave Shredder here. It's their problem. Let's get out of here, man. And the turtles have more honor than that. We know they're not going to leave Batman. But we get the cliffhanger. The Ninja Turtles 3 time machine scepter is going off. We got to be at the same place at the same time. What will they do? Obviously, they're going to save Batman.
Yeah. This issue, again, I agree. It wasn't my favorite. I think it could have been wrapped up more in more of an interesting manner.
We get the Joker and Batman back and forth, which is like, why are you putting that in?
It's obviously just setting up for something else, I guess.
Yeah.
But I didn't notice this. I didn't notice this because I read this issue earlier today. I read the rest of them way earlier. I didn't notice that Batman's like stupid ass mech suit had the turtle colors on it, like bat turtle colors on it.
That's the main part of this issue's conversation for me. But I will say Mikey versus Mr. Freeze polar bear, probably my favorite part of this issue. Because Mr. Freeze says, "You want cool, child? I'll give you cool." And Mikey's like, "Yeah, man. I dig it."
Yeah, I like this whole thing that you got going on.
Yeah, I dig it, man. Everyone's like, "Hey, be serious." He's like, no, man. Appreciate this for a second. You have a polar bear with ice-based powers, making ice puns. I appreciate you. And then they beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
But then Batman is injured. You said he didn't get injured from being frozen, but he's injured, right? He also got crunched by Elephant Bane, so he's pretty beat up.
Well, I didn't say he didn't get injured. I just said he would be in worse shape.
Earlier in the series, we didn't talk about this subtle thing that they've been hinting at. It's the anniversary of Ma and Pa Wayne getting murdered. And Batman's working on a project. He's building an infiltrator suit. Mm-hmm. We're going to brush that under the table into the last issue where Donnie fixes it up. And of course, Donnie's going to fix it up to make it look like a toy doll.
Yeah, Ninja Turtle stuff.
What the fuck, man?
I forgot that he fixed it. At least it makes that part of it makes more sense than if Batman just had that. But yeah, I don't like it. It's silly looking.
It looks like, you know, those YouTube videos where people make superheroes versus superheroes and they make these like fan animations. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like a fan animation of Batman and the Ninja Turtles teaming up together.
The way that Batman fights Shredder is kind of funny with the, like, he has a manhole cover that shoots off the back of it or something.
Yeah, his shell. His back shell ejects. Ejector shell. Gotta sell those action figures, man.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of funny. I think Shredder gets one on him too easily. This whole fight.
You have the infantry suit, but Shredder fucks him up, man.
Yeah. I mean, for Shredder to be a villain like he is to the Turtles this whole time, and for Batman to be able to beat all four Turtles, it would only make sense that Shredder and Batman would be on equal footing.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. Before the suit got involved, I was expecting, and they hadn't fought before, so it would make more sense if they fought before Shredder beat him, and then he brings the suit in to balance that out or whatever. But this is the first time they actually fight. And Batman bust out one of the shreds. Yeah, he gets rid of one of his shred gauntlets or whatever Shredder calls them.
Mm-hmm.
But then Shredder hits him with, I don't know, some acid, and it's game over.
Yes.
Also, Pirate Ra's al Ghul fighting why are the Turtles getting their ass kicked by everybody, man? Mm-hmm. Why are they even in this? Go back to New York.
Yeah, for them to only be rely as a team. They can only fight if they all fight together.
Yeah, they did the Injustice 2 fatality to Ra's al Ghul where they all team up and hit him at the same time.
Yeah. I like the page. I know we're kind of shitting on this, but I do like the page with the splash page with Batman fighting Shredder and then the sequences behind him.
It was great.
It was really nice.
It was great. Now, again, another thing I talk about all the time, I think it would be cool if instead of the infiltrator suit, they made him use like a prototype Batman Beyond suit. Just because. Fan service. We're going to do fan service, man. Do it all. Give us all the fan service. But I guess you can't have the Ninja Turtle accents in the Batman Beyond suit.
They could have made it like the rainbow Batman suit where he just stripes of those
colors. That one's great. That's great. So does Splinter beat the shit out of everybody else?
Yeah, with the hammer. Looks like it. And then he hits Shredder too.
Jesus,
he doesn't. I think that he goes around whapping people in the head after they've already been beat by the turtles. Like, yeah, just more whack.
He's all short. Everybody's catching the rut, and he's just smashing them in the head afterwards.
Yeah,
I love it. I love that part. Another thing, Casey Jones. You only had one shot with the slingshot. That's it. You guys are stuck here forever if you don't come with me now. Turtle saves. We're gonna make the sacrifice. 30 yeah. minutes later, hey guys, I'm back.
Yeah. Never mind. Hey, I'm here.
I'm back. Also, I brought April.
Gotta have April there, man. Gotta see her.
What'd you think about how it ended?
The mask thing was kind of goofy, but that's fine.
It always freaks me out whenever we see the turtles with the mask. The end of Mutant Mayhem, when we saw them all without masks, I was like...
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if I like it. Put the mask back on.
Seeing somebody without glasses when they wear them all the time, you're like, your face is weird. What's wrong with your face?
Yeah, ever seen someone naked?
Yeah.
It's like awkward style.
I don't know. Man. It was fine. I didn't mind how it wrapped up.
I don't see it wrapping up any other way. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. Fine ending.
And I think that's it. I mean, I think that is the perfect way to say it, is to say... Yeah, it was fine. I think that applies to the entire book.
You know, what's weird is that when I was reading it, I really enjoyed this book. I did. As far as it felt like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Silly, zany. I was enjoying it. It's really hard for me to read a Ninja Turtles book and not enjoy it. I think the only time... Yeah, no, I can't even think of one. So it's... When I'm looking at it and reviewing it, obviously there's things. We talked about the art. We talked about kind of the random shoehorning in. One of the benefits of the Ninja Turtles property is they can kind of just get away with stuff because they are silly. And I think they pushed that in this.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, no one's going to care. They're reading a Ninja Turtle Batman book. Who's going to give a shit? It's Casey Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is, like you said, it's fan service from the get. So
yeah, I'm interested to read the next one, though. I will say that, because I don't know if it's going to be more of the same. I read for sure the third one, so we'll see. There's also one that I think we should read maybe next, but I don't know if we should do the three and then read this one. But there is a Batman the Animated Series and Ninja Turtle crossover. And it's Batman the Animated Series crossing over with the 2012 Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
So, could be good.
Sounds cool.
Because I absolutely love both of those shows. So, could be good. Overall, as we mentioned, and I would love to get the word count on this, it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
But for the sake of grading things for the show, I mean, we usually talk about the art afterwards and overall thoughts, but I think we did a pretty in-depth review on this, and we talked about the art a lot.
I do too. The only other thing I'd love to say is that the only TMNT, as far as this is concerned, the only TMNT Batman crossover media you need is the cover gallery. Like, the cover gallery is almost better than any of the story. Yeah. And though I love a lot of splash pages, like, the cover gallery is really, really nice.
It's so good. And I'm like weird about Kevin Eastman stuff because I get it. You know, he's the originator, but I'm like, those are usually my least favorite ones.
Yeah, they're kind of not great. But even, you know, Freddie William kills it. His covers are great.
Yeah, he's a cover artist. And I don't mean that as an insult. I had not really instantly felt like an insult after I
said. Yeah, he's a cover artist. He sucks.
But the covers are so good.
Yeah. You were right, though. I mean, like, his turtles are fantastic. He's really, really good.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
And his Batman's good there. So, I don't know.
His thick boys.
Thick boys. I like my thick boys.
They're good. All right, let's grade this thing. I'll go first for the first time ever. because I got it pulled up this time.
He's got it pulled up. He gonna go first.
I'm gonna give this one an E1. You know, if I was late for work, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not, by the way, I'm not dunking that again. Yeah. I'm grabbing it and going. Yeah.
I gotta go. It'll melt better. By the way, you can get this grading chart. The grading chart that we're speaking of can be found on our Discord. It's like a toast grading chart, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about that in a while. So
yeah, if you're tuning into the show for the first time, it's a grid of toast from like not toasted at all to burnt as hell. And we go off of that because it's kind of like a, it's not really a rating. It's just kind of like how we feel about it. So we have a Discord. We'll plug at the end, but that's what that's from.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go like an H4. Like, it's a little overdone. And I think it's because it's a little goofy. The whole concept is kind of goofy. I think the art is a little overworked in some areas, a little underworked in some areas.
Uh-huh.
That's really my main complaint, not to slight Freddy, but that's the biggest complaint to me. And some weird, like, shoehorned plot devices that we talked about.
You know, I'm going to give Freddie Williams Jr., Freddie Williams II, a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, because we just, as of doing this show for as long as we've done it, I have seen color work make a book. Mm-hmm. And, like, really pick up for the slack of an artist. And I'm not saying that there needs to be picked up slack in this book, but I'm saying I have seen just amazing color work that I've never really even paid attention to before. And so I'm going to say my complaint would be the color work in this book.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Because, like,
it's just not there.
You look at his covers and he's got good ink work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, I think it's one of those things that they are DC, IDW, just Batman as a property and Ninja Turtles as a property. They're like, listen, guys, we don't need all of that. Just give us the book as soon as possible.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter what it looks like.
Yeah. It's got the two names on there that we need.
It's going to print all of the money. So it doesn't matter. Just give it to us. So there's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I teased it earlier. There is going to be, we are going to read the second one. We are going to read the third one. And I think I like that idea. I don't know if you'd be down to read the animated series crossover.
Yeah, man. I'll read anything you tell me to.
But we'll do that. And that's going to be our series for this month. So be on the lookout for that next week. Simon, where can all of these lovely listeners find you?
Well, you can find my toy photography, Sime_on_toast. I know it's kind of difficult. I was at a art market thing trying to explain what my handle was, and people are like, what? I'm like, I know, just it's an underscore.
Have you thought about changing ever?
Well, I mean, I changed it to Sime on Toast, so that was the last time I changed it.
Boom.
I'm not going to change it. Fuck it. They can try or not, or I don't care. Anyway, it's Sime_on_toast. I'm on Toast, and I have SimonToyPortraits.com for a little bit longer. I'm not going to renew that. And that's it. That's where you can find me online.
Hell yeah. Simon mentioned our Discord earlier. I think in the new year, I don't know when it's going to come out, but it might be, I'm not going to talk about that yet. So Simon mentioned our Discord earlier. Hit us up if you want the invite to that. Lots of great conversation there. I'm really, really excited about some of the new people that we got in there and the conversations that have been going on. It's a lot of fun. So
I don't really talk in the Discord. So if you're
Simon does not, Simon is not very, he's a lurker, not a participator.
I'll pop in when people talk about, so we've got several channels, one of which is Toy Biz, and we've got another channel for comic covers and comic panels, which I enjoy looking at those. Those are the ones that I have unmuted. I'll jump in to correct people or to talk about toys. But anyway, those are some really fun channels that we have. So,
yeah, check those out. If you want to support the show in any way, go over to patreon.com/Wednesday Pull. You will get a Patreon exclusive show called The Thick Cut, where we go through a long journey that we're currently going through an in-depth view of Exiles from Marvel. You'll also get uncut episodes of every episode that we put out. So that'll be fun. You get to see that dead air and Simon's questionable jokes. So that is worth the price of admission on its own.
Yeah, there's so much fuel that you could use against me if I ever run for office.
Yeah, just sign up for the Patreon. You'll bury its campaign.
Yeah, a lot of times I forget that I'm not just talking to Lex. And so that's really when I'm like, oof, that might offend somebody.
Yeah. And if you don't want to give up one of your coffees of the month, I get it. You don't want to spend five. I get it. I do get it. Trust me. If you don't have the ability to monetarily support the show, consider signing up for our newsletter. Every week you'll get a curated list of the top 10 books that I think you should pick up, and you'll get some other links in there. You know, I like to highlight something that Simon does during the week. I also like to plug the newest episode of the show. So you'll just get a gentle reminder. No spam at all, even though I love spam.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, those are the ways that you can support the show. We're Wednesday Pool everywhere else on social media. Definitely give us a check out. And we're circling the drain as we do every episode. So we'll see you next time.
Bye.